Hey, Todd.
Hey Todd, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Got your email. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, Funding Circle is a great company. I've heard, I don't really work with them. I've heard the process can be a lot of documentation, but I guess the question I'd ask you is to just give you kind of my advice and thoughts, and I appreciate you pinging my brain here. Have you been approved by them? Are they just charting the process? Where are you with it in that
Well,
process?
no, they're charting the process, and that's why I wanted to get with you before, to see, hey, you got a program that's good or better, I can stay with you on some financing.
I personally don't approach that model very often because what happens is, from my book of business, I actually clean up a lot of these, and it's nothing about Funding Circle. These loans exist, but
Yeah.
there's a lot of people trying to attack the market. And what happens is half the, not half the time, a lot of the time I have customers that come in, they're seeking these long-term loans and things fall apart. And then I just go, okay, well, you can't overpromise people, but I do have a, do you still have you paid off your OnDeck line of credit or no?
On that, it's still floating. I mean, I can pay it off. I've got a factoring, like I said, I do have factoring line. I have not paid it off. They were looking at on that loan, in that loan, paying it off, but I may just pay it off myself.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
mean,
we have a program that, what are you doing per month in sales right now?
it ranges anywhere from probably 175 to 250.
I do have a program that I don't think has any harm in submitting you for, because it basically, what it does is it goes up to 3 years and it has pure interest forgiveness at any time in the loan. I don't think there's any harm in submitting your file because I won't even run your credit for it. There's only a soft inquiry. If you want to send me over your last 3 months bank statements, I can tell you like what if you qualify within about an, I'd say normally an hour, but being how busy underwriting is, probably about 24 hours.
Okay, do you have any idea what normal rates are on that? Does it vary?
No, I do. I mean, if you get approved, the rates are like 10 to 12% per year.
Okay, well,
It's a really
that's
good
pretty
program, but the issue
great.
that I have is I've had a lot of customers who have approached me with this, and then something falls apart and they come back to me. So I'm very hesitant to offer any one of these programs where it gets a lot of documentation, and then something
Yeah.
falls apart because then people hate you, to be honest, and they really dislike you.
Well, and I'm not in a position where I'm like, gotta have it, gotta have it, gotta have it kind of deal. What it is just our cash flow is just, most of my cash flow is these monthly expenditures. We have some good months coming, and I think I can pay them off quicker than later. But it's just, at the end of the day, we're paying 25, not counting 10 cap, counting everything. I mean, it's $25,000 a month, and I mean, we can do it, but if we could eliminate some of that, it'd be great.
Yeah, I mean, and you're working with, what is it, what deals with Funding Circle you said?
Well, it's through a broker. It's a broker that the financial company that is giving me. We have a local financial company here called Commercial Finance Group, who I used to factor invoices with.
Yeah.
I still kind of factor, but I do my whole. They give me a line of credit up against my accounts receivables, a $400,000 line of credit. Well, that's helping cash flow everything. But if I can eliminate some of these large amounts, I can one I could one two things could happen. I can pay off the IRS a lot quicker, which I still have those
What's the
cleaning
size of your
stocks.
tax lien?
93,000
90,000.
is what's
Okay.
left on it. I have a payment plan of 3,800 a month, so that I'm
Yeah.
paying. And like to get those knocked out sooner than later, so that I can get those out of my
Here,
money
here's what
anyway.
I could tell you I can do for you. I have a program that's similar to what you're exploring, and I'll just kind of give you the skinny. If you're okay with me submitting your file, and
Yeah.
you're understanding that there is a significant, so these are the way these files work. It's very salesy in nature, which I don't like. Everyone's
Okay.
gonna say yes to you. Looks great, yeah, Todd, it looks great. Significant possibility your deal goes to shit at
Yeah.
any stage in funding. You could sign your documents, you could have your loans paid off, your deal could go to shit. I just speak frankly to people because I don't have time to lie to them. So if
Yeah.
you're okay with like saying, hey, look, Ruben, I understand that I could have my deal, I could have my doc signed, I could have my inspection done, and it could go to shit, we can try to find you an approval, and it's probably going to be very similar, if not better, than what you're being offered. Just it has that caveat. My whole thing is, due to the size of the tax lien, I am very, very hesitant to offer you that type of approval. Now, is your tax lien on the payment plan or no?
It is. It's on payment plan.
Well, yeah. If you're on a payment plan, that's a little different. But if you're okay, like you're not in a rush and you want me to see what I can do for you, I would like the opportunity. I just want to put a big asterisk there and say, hey, look, the way these loans were, I mean, for example, we had a gentleman that was doing one of these loans with us. Their documents were signed. Everything was signed. Everything was perfect. Everything was cleared.
Yeah.
Had an underwriter got on the phone with them, found out one of their credit line issues, killed the deal.
Okay.
So it's one of those things, and if a customer is not warned that that can happen, it's basically like people can start hating you. So I do have a program like that. I'm fine submitting your deal. I would like to submit your deal. Just understand that that's kind of how these programs work.
Well, you know, it's something I thought about, and you tell me, you may know better than me. I've got enough availability with my line of credit that I could grab enough money to pay those tax liens off, but it's going to deplete my cash. So what would happen is if the deal didn't fall through, then it would put me in a crunch. So I don't want to do that unless I know, you know, I had a for sure, it was a, we had a basically a done deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I
no, I
finance the tax liens, because then I'm just financing more penalties and interest on top of it, you know, and I really don't want to finance those. I just want to get them paid off.
If you're shopping on this deal, I'd like to provide you an alternative solution. Just understand that it's not about the tax lien. It's just about the nuances of these files. Working capital that you've done before is very hands-off. You've realized that people aren't really asking you a lot of questions about your business. It's a cash flow-based loan. These longer-term loans, there's a lot of things that can come up. It's much more in-depth. So as long as you're okay with saying, hey, look, I understand it's a longer process. I understand more things can get up. Hey, and as long as you're not, like, under the gun to get money within a week, hey, we can shoot for it. I like that opportunity. Why not?
No, and I'm not. The only person I've shopped it with is this Camino Financial, and that's just because of the relationship I have with my factory company who recommended them, because they recommended them to several of their clients, and they said they've done a good job for them. So, but I said, you know, I've got a guy that I've used a couple times now that's always took care of me, so I want to reach out to him too. So
I appreciate that. No, yeah, why don't you do this? What I would like you to send me over is your last 6 months bank statements, your most recently filed business tax return, and a profit and loss and balance sheet for year to date, and I can start taking a look at it.
All right. I'll do that.
And then in terms of turn back, I'll get back to you within about 48 hours on some ideas that I can do for you.
Okay. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, brother. I'll be in touch soon. Thank you for the inquiry. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.